What's up, it's Coolie China.
How many more licks will it take till I get to this negative? Cause I've been at it since the quarter past eight. In thick, you're looking at it.
Yo, this your boy Ricky Rich.
Oh, I love a Zulu girl. Oh, I say, oh, 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 I love a Zulu girl.
This is Quest F. Deck
off. All the stars. All the hits. This is Madiba's Radio.
You are connected to Madiba's Radio. We connect, inform, and absolutely engage. The name is Katlego Mofokeng, also known as Go With The Nice Pants on the Instagram streets. And I am bringing you a very special airing. We are going to be talking in particular about the National Dialogue. And you know what? In studio with me, I have somebody who is responsible for all of the notifications on a Tuesday morning. As soon as 11 o'clock hits and you hear memo, 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 back to back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The person responsible is right here with me in studio. May you please introduce yourself.
Good morning, Kat, and your listeners. The name is Zandi Lengwendu. I'm the media manager here at Nelson Mandela University within the communication and marketing department.
They're the very responsible culprit of all things.
I must say, though... I must say, we are a team at communication and marketing that, you know, is responsible for disseminating information to our university publics.
Okay.
It's not always me, though I wish I could take the credit, but we have a very capable colleague who does that. But we're all a team, and, you know, the communication messages that we send out are obviously on behalf of the university. So it's always a team effort.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm very well versed. Also, I've realized, I think I know your style of writing. And I'll say this why. Recently, there was a Students' Lives Matters protest, remember?
Yes.
Out in front of MB's Way.
Yes.
And you were handed a memorandum of demands and all that. And the memo that came back was, as previously discussed after the memorandum of demands was handed over, and you mentioned each and every single one, and you had a rebuttal for each, and I was like, I know exactly who wrote this.
I'm saying nothing.
I know exactly who wrote this. So we are talking about a national dialogue that's very, very important. And within the higher education sector, it's happening on the 1st of November. And we have former President Thabo Mbeki, who's going to be there dropping a keynote speech. So let us know about that. What is going on?
All right. So as you're saying, there's been, you know, the National Dialogue Initiative, obviously a national initiative, you know, that's been supported by a few foundations, including the Thabo Mbeki Foundation, as well as the Strategic Dialogue Group. And so we were approached as Nelson Mandela University to host, you know, the Eastern Cape higher education sector national dialogue launch this weekend,
which
is happening this weekend. And, you know, as a university that, you know, carries the name of Nelson Mandela, you know, with a big social justice orientation, we thought, you know, this is actually a perfect you know, opportunity for us, and especially with our engagement philosophy of, you know, just getting people
together.
A diverse range of people
together
as we try and, you know, address, deal with, and just really discuss, you know, the some of the intractable challenges, you know, of our time. So this national dialogue is something that is big for Nelson Mandela University to be a part of.
True.
And we truly are honored, you know, to have collaborated with these stakeholders in this regard.
I mean, this is a very big deal. The national dialogue itself has had mixed reactions from everybody, with those who are looking at it pessimistically as just another conversation where nothing happens, and those who are optimistic about it basically looking at it as sort of a modern day freedom charter being put together by the people. And so I guess if we're looking at it from the Eastern Cape region's point of view, the main question we'd be asking is, we know what's happening with universities in Eastern Cape. More often than not, we've heard about the lives being lost of very young students. So it's mainly security issues, safety and security issues, and governance issues that have been faced by universities all around. Are there any speakers we can look forward to that will address some of these burning issues within the universities?
Mm-hmm. Look, for the National Dialogue, dialogue. So we've invited a lot of stakeholders, a range of stakeholders in the higher education sector in the Eastern Cape.
Mm-hmm.
That includes all four of our universities in the province, as well as I think about eight TVET colleges.
Oh, nice.
As well. Because we're really trying to, like you're saying, there's a lot of issues that are affecting and impacting on higher education at the moment that really need to be, you know, brought to the surface or even foregrounded even more, because
yeah.
there's been a lot of conversation about, you know, the very issues that you are raising. And I think, you know, a lot of us look to someone for solutions at all times. And I think the dialogue space is one where we can not only unearth or you know, bring these to the fore,
yeah.
but also an opportunity to put forward possible solutions. You know, the national dialogue in itself is very citizen-led. So, you know, trying to go away from the top-down kind of solutions-driven approach, just
yeah.
to co-creating possible solutions. As you'd be aware, this national dialogue launch on Saturday is under the theme Reimagining and Co-creating
yes.
an Eastern Cape Province We Want, a Higher Education Sectoral Contribution to a New Vision for South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really about co-creation, and the more voices that are brought into the space, the better. Which is why, you know, beyond just the physical event that we'll be having here tomorrow, you know, it will be live streamed to the general public. And we really urge students, staff, everybody mm. in the sector, you know, to tune in on our YouTube channel, to post, you know, comments, questions, and all of that. And as far as possible, those will be brought into the room or even be noted and, you know, just written up so that they can form part of, you know, the overall deliberations post, you know, the launch event.
I think this is, it's a very big step in the sense that, I mean, there are so many steps to it. So with regards to the national dialogue right now, they're moving towards looking for a steering committee and all that, and then a pop-up, you know, dialogues happening in different provinces. So with us, I mean, we are going to be the trailblazers, so to speak, because it launches with us here at NMU.
For the Eastern Cape.
Yes, for the Eastern Cape. Yes. So, I mean, it opens up quite a lot, considering the fact that there are so many issues, I think, at each and every university itself. And yes, some are similar, but others are very, very vastly different.
Mm-hmm.
So within Summer Strand, I mean, we're realizing, you know, there's a very high surge of crime happening, especially against university students, and some are losing their lives. Whereas within perhaps WUSU, they're facing governance issues. And so much so that they've had to, you know, deal with the deaths of people in the governance positions. And then we're looking at UFH, and it's an even bigger thing. Now they're dealing with, you know, infrastructure breakdowns and burns and everything. And so the recuperation of all that is going to be quite a lot. How do we ensure that not only are these issues brought to the fore, but they're actually, you know, spoken about at length so as to make sure that, you know, everybody feels heard?
I think the launch opens up a space for these to be unpacked.
Yes.
And, you know, really discussed. So the program itself might not necessarily lend itself for at-length discussions, because
okay.
I think, you know, as society, we might probably need a whole week to sit together.
Definitely.
and you know, unpack some of the issues that we're dealing with. But I think that the idea is to, you know, be aware of these pressing issues,
mm.
so that in the report around things to really look into and delve into, you know, those could emerge, be put up thematically. Like you're saying, there's governance issues, there's safety and security issues. You know, there's a range of issues falling under different categories and themes.
Mm.
So the more we voice these out, and which is why it's important to get a lot of voices, ears and voices in the space,
mm-hmm.
is so that, you know, these issues can be brought to the fore, to the attention of those that it needs to get the attention of,
mm-hmm.
so that as the process, the national dialogue process continues,
mm-hmm.
These are part of the process and part of the deliberations going forward. So we're quite excited to be part of this and be able to facilitate, you know, a higher education sector dialogue of this nature. And so we're really hoping to get multitude of voices into the space.
Okay. Who is it open to? I mean, you've mentioned that this is going to be online. I mean, everybody's going to be able to go. Who, if you were able to speak to students on campus, what would you tell them about this event that necessitates their presence tomorrow?
Students are a very, very important, they're a critical stakeholder of a higher education institution.
Yeah.
You know, they are the ones whose lived experiences, you know, carry a lot of the story, you know, of what it is to be a student in higher education.
Yeah.
So it's very important to get student participation with the dialogue. Obviously, you know, like we're saying, the restrictions with an event launch of this nature is that, you know, space-wise, limits are there, which is why we're really encouraging students. When you're sitting in your room and you have time, just log in and listen to some of the discussions and engage, you know, with the deliberations that are going to be going on and the discussions that are going to be taking place. I mean, the program has been set up in a way that it's got panel discussions. So there will obviously be, you know, the remarks from, you know, the strategic dialogue group, just, you know, really framing the national dialogue and also, you know, bringing it down to the Eastern Cape higher education sector national dialogue launch itself. We have moderated sessions, you know, where we're looking at university perspectives. So in there, we have university leaders, we have student leaders, and, you know, we have people in the university space. I mean, our SRC, outgoing SRC president is one of those. And we the session is going to be moderated by one of our own, the interim director of the Raymond Hlaba Center for Governance and Leadership, Dr. Ongama Mtimka.
Oh, nice.
And we have people like, you know, Prof. Mabukang Munapula Mapesela from Rhodes University. We have our very own DVCRII, Prof. Azwindini Moronga.
Oh, nice.
And we've got Professor Margaret Linnington from Walter Sisulu University. So we're really trying to, you know, get, you know, some of the issues that you know, our society is currently grappling with into the fore from a higher education perspective. We've also got a moderated session with TVET colleges.
Okay.
And we've got representatives from King Sabata Dalingebo TVET College, Ikala TVET College, Ingwe TVET College, PE TVET College. And you know, also student leaders in those spaces as well. So it's really aiming to be a very diverse and collaborative space, because really it is about co-creating. You know, I think no one person has the answers to the intractable challenges, you know, that are facing us. I mean, as the Eastern Cape, we are a hard hit, you know, particularly with the triple challenges of poverty, unemployment, and inequality. And as an education sector, we are, you know, very important in producing the citizens of tomorrow.
Yes.
You know, ours is not just a tagline to say, I change the world. It's not just a motto.
Yeah.
You know, we really putting in place, you know, programs and you know, part of our graduate attributes is that we want to produce graduates that are socially engaged, you know, don't be comfortable with the status quo.
True.
If you need to, you know, push back, question, you know, debate robust, however robustly so, you know, these are the spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned earlier that, you know, there might be despondency in that, oh, maybe it's just another talk shop.
Yes.
I don't know. I cannot promise, but what I'm optimistic about is that this will be a space where people actively want to know and hear from a citizen's perspective in the various sectors. What is going on? What are the pressing challenges? What could be done about them?
Mm-hmm.
And because it's all about co-creating.
Okay, what time does the event start?
It starts at 9 o'clock
okay.
On Saturday and is scheduled to end at 2 o'clock.
Okay, so it's a very big day. Long day.
Very big day, very long day, exciting day. Mm-hmm. And really it's I know that a lot of people tend to be very, you know, despondent and disengaged, particularly about issues that are affecting society in our country. And I think we cannot just be complacent.
True.
I think we need to exercise our own agency and use such opportunities as this to be able to, you know, bring issues to the fore and together with, you know, any possible solutions that we might have. So we're looking forward to hearing not only from Dadumbeki, who will be doing a keynote reflection.
Oh, okay.
So he will really just be they're listening to what is coming out, you know, from the speakers, from the panel discussions, you know, from the floor, from everybody, and just be able to give their reflections and based on that. Of course, our Vice Chancellor, Prof. Sibongile Mutwa, you know, will be addressing the dialogue as well.
Okay.
And I think as a university, you know, again, we felt it was very important and almost felt compelled to be a part of this because of the name that we carry.
Of course. Because
Nelson Mandela University, I mean, that name itself carries a lot of responsibility. Mm. And so a part of our mission, you know, is to engage in societal societal matters as far as possible so that we can collaboratively co-create, you know, the society, a better society for us and future generations.
That sounds amazing. I think especially considering the fact that today there are so many things going on. Mm-hmm. So with regards to MMS situations and the refunds that are, there are calls for refunds happening later today, there will be, you know, a GBV prevention and self-defense class happening on campus. So you can imagine all of these student issues that are being dealt with are going to, they're going to be different events for that. And I think it'll allow for quite a robust conversation tomorrow once, you know, everybody's been able to engage by themselves about this. And maybe on a greater scale, it calls for a lot of engagement. It calls for engagement from all students from different walks of life, wherever you are. I think it necessitates your presence in whatever medium possible. And I think I'm actually very excited for it.
I'm very glad you are.
I am very excited for it, but then I love
And you know, Kat, we need, like you're saying, students, all walks of life, because, and, you know, some of the things that are important to people, we cannot always rely on others raising issues that are significant
to us. True, like
a
bystander effect.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, so exercise that agency and you know, just be part of the conversation.
Mm, thank you so much. That was Zandile Ngwendu from the Media and Communications Department. The memos, a dedicated team are putting together memos as we speak right now. They're about to hound you, but definitely show up tomorrow. We've got a national dialogue happening. Go online, check it out. Even the live. The live, it says 21 hours to go. They have a countdown. This is a very serious thing. Join in, engage. I have been Katlego Mofokeng, also known as Go With The Nice Pants on the Instagram streets. And look out for all sorts of information and the link, possibly, on all of our social media at Nelson Mandela University. And you'll probably get a memo about it, too. Can we get, are we getting?
Absolutely. You can count on that.
You can. Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much, Kat. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.